Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 33. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and then the parents brought in the child, Jesus. To do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. What a glorious day today is. As we know from Scripture, when baby Jesus was born, most of the world paid no attention. The Apostle John put it this way: "He was in the world, and although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." But there were those who believed that time was drawing near God to send the Messiah as promised. Simeon was one of those who eagerly waited for the coming of the Messiah. This morning, we are going to look at Simeon's Christmas story that we do not hear as often. According to Luke chapter 2, verse 21, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the baby, Mary and Joseph named their child Jesus, the name the angel had given them before he had been conceived. The law in the Old Testament required that all male children be circumcised on the eighth day after birth. The law also required that women who gave birth should wait 40 days and then present themselves in the temple for purification. Now, 40 days have passed, and here comes Mary and Joseph to enter into the temple to dedicate their firstborn son. At this point, Simeon appears in the story. Luke introduced Simeon as righteous and devout. Aside from what we are told in Luke chapter 2, we know nothing about him. We assume he was a priest, although the text does not say so. We also assume he was an old man, but even that is not a certain fact. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Can you imagine a scene of this passage? Early every morning, Simeon goes to the temple, waiting for the Messiah to come. Each day he watched and looked and questioned whenever a young couple came in with a baby. Is this the one? Each day the answer came back, no. That's not the one. Keep looking, keep waiting. One day, as usual, Simeon saw Mary come in with the baby in her arms, with Joseph by her side. Simeon saw that they are obviously look like they're from the countryside. Joseph is a poor carpenter from Nazareth, and Mary was a peasant girl. And here they are in cosmopolitan Jerusalem, timidly walking through the temple courts. Simeon sees them and asks the question that he has asked 1,000 times without much expectation. Is this the one? Then the Holy Spirit answered, yes, he is the one. Surprisingly, it was totally unexpected. Simeon's heart leapt and he still couldn't believe it. Is this really the one? Simeon walks over, introduces himself, and says, do you mind if I hold your child? The moment Mary gives the infant Jesus to Simeon, a song breaks out from his mouth, filled with the Holy Spirit. In his song, Simeon tells us important things about who Jesus is. First, Simeon confesses that Jesus is the glory of Israel. In this baby, Simeon sees the fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams of the Jewish people across the centuries. He calls him the glory of Israel in verse 32. To call Jesus the glory of Israel takes us back to the time of Abraham, who received God's blessing. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. As spiritual descendants of Abraham, we should be able to claim that baby Jesus is the glory of the kingdom of God. Jesus came to the world to fulfill God's promise that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now, we live in unprecedented times, and there is nothing visible that can make us joyful, but we still have reason to rejoice. Amen? That is because God came to this earth to be with us. And even now, his work of salvation continues through the first Christmas stories that can change the hardened hearts of unbelievers in this world. Second, Simeon confesses that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the Savior of the world. In verse 32, Simeon says that baby Jesus came not only for the people of Israel, but also for the Gentiles. This means that Jesus came to shine a light upon every nation, every tribe, rich and poor, young and old, black and white, Jew and Gentile, healthy and handicapped. All people are included in his coming. This is why the message of Christmas gives hope to everyone. If you are lonely in this year, remember, Jesus came for you. If your family has rejected you, remember that Jesus came for you. If you feel forgotten, depressed, and discouraged, be of good cheer, everybody said. Jesus came for you. Christmas is for you. Amen. Finally, Simeon confessed, "Lord, I am ready to go home now. I can die in peace." If you have received Jesus in your heart, death is no longer an enemy. If you can come to the end of your life and say, "I have met the Lord," then you are ready to encounter death when it knocks on your door. If you are teenagers, don't worry, and you believe in the Lord, then you can live boldly without fear of death throughout your life. That's amazing, right, youth? Therefore, we ought to sing Simeon's song every day in our life in order to live joyfully and peacefully, regardless of our circumstances. Let me introduce a story that I used to share during Christmas time. This story is written by an author who wished to remain anonymously. I will read it as the author wrote it in the first person. One day, I went to Christmas shopping at the mall. While shopping, I passed a checkout counter where I accidentally overheard a boy and a cashier having a conversation. A cashier was saying to a little boy, "I'm sorry, you don't have enough money to buy this doll." Then the little boy turned to an old woman next to him. "Granny, are you sure I don't have enough money?" Then she replied, "I'm afraid so, my dear. Stay here, I will look around to find another doll." Then she left quickly. The little boy was still holding the doll in his hand. I walked toward him and asked him to whom he wished to give this doll. The boy said, "It's the doll that my sister loved most and wanted to so much for this Christmas. She was so sure that Santa would bring it to her." I replied to him that maybe Santa will bring it to her after all. But he sadly replied, "No, Santa cannot bring it to where she is now. My sister has gone to be with God. Daddy says that Mommy is going to see God very soon too. So I thought that she could take the doll with her to give it to my sister." Then he showed me a nice picture of himself smiling broadly, saying, "I want Mommy to take my picture with her so she won't forget me. I love my mommy, and I wish she doesn't have to leave me. But Daddy says that she has to go to be with my sister. I quickly reached for my wallet and said to the boy, "What if we count your money again, just in case you have enough money?" Then I added some of my money to his without him seeing, and we started to count it. There was enough for the doll and even some spare money. The little boy said, "Thank you, God, for giving me enough money." Then he looked at me and said, "I asked God yesterday before I slept to make sure I have enough money to buy this doll so that mommy can give it to my sister." God answered me, "Look, I also wanted to buy a white rose for my mommy, and God gave me enough to buy the doll and a white rose. My mommy loves white roses." A few minutes later, his granny came back and I left. While I was shopping, I couldn't get the little boy out of my mind. Suddenly, I remembered a local newspaper article that I read 2 days ago. It was about an accident between a truck and a car. The drunken truck driver hit a car coming from the other side. The little girl who was riding with her mom died on the spot. And her mother was taken to hospital, but she was still in critical condition. Now, her family would soon have to make a decision about removing life support, since doctors decided that she was unlikely to recover from the coma. 2 days later, I found out in the newspaper that the little boy's mother passed away. Without realizing it, I bought a bunch of white roses and headed to the funeral home where a viewing service was held. She was there in her coffin, holding a beautiful white rose in her hand, with the photo of the little boy and the doll placed over her chest. At that moment, I couldn't stop tearing up, so I had to leave the room. That night, I couldn't fall asleep, so I began to pray to God for the little boy. I wasn't sure how long it had been since I prayed to God. But that night, I asked God to grant peace and comfort upon the little boy and help him grow in faith so that one day he will meet his mother and sister in heaven. Also, the most amazing thing that happened that night was that I opened my heart to God, who sent the baby Jesus into the world. And since that Christmas time, my life has been completely changed. Would you like to have faith in heaven like this little boy? Would you like to know peace in the midst of death that the little boy knew? If so, why don't you pray this prayer and invite Jesus into your life? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. We pray in the name of baby Jesus, who came to glorify God and save the world. Amen. Just one thing you need to remember is that this Christmas may not change our current circumstances, but we can certainly be changed by it deeply and profoundly. And once you embrace the Christmas story, it'll change the way we approach our daily life. Remember, you are not alone. Go back to where you were with Emmanuel God. Sing praises to our Lord wherever you go, and you will find your days filled with joy and peace that the world cannot bring to you. Amen.